This goes to Dr. Gardner, G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R. Fax is 989-352-8451. Regarding Mary Ann, which is all one word, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N-E. Last name is Newland, N-E, N like November, E-W-L-A-N-D. Date of birth, August 15th of 1967. Dear Dr. Gardner, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Newland with proteinuria, hypertension, and history of kidney stones and preserved kidney function. Her last visit was August 5th of 2021. She has been stable. Currently, she has a sinus infection and both ears are infected, and she's on Augmentin 875 milligram twice a day, and prednisone is 50 milligram daily for 5 days. She is starting to feel slightly better on this regime of treatment. She's had no medical changes. She does have COPD without the use of oxygen. No current orthopnea or PND, no chest pains or palpitations. Her weight is down 4 pounds since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has frequent diarrhea without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does still smoke cigarettes and is trying to quit or decrease, or at least decrease if unable to quit totally. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram once daily. She's on several inhalers, nasal sprays. Also, Actos, 45 milligram daily. Ozempic for diabetes. Also, Duoneb by Home Nebulizer and Trelegy Ellipta for the COPD. Physical examination, weight is 288 pounds, pulse 75, blood pressure 145 over 89. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 10th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 0.75. Calcium is 9.6, albumin 3.2. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 2.5, protein to creatinine ratio 0.89, and that's improved from a year ago when it was 1.33. Her hemoglobin is 14.4, white count 11.43, platelets 433,000. Normal electrolytes also. Assessment and plan. Number one, proteinuria with preserved kidney function, no progression. Diabetic nephropathy with last hemoglobin A1C stable at 6.7. Hypertension and history of kidney stones, none within the last year. The patient will continue to have labs done every 3 to 6 months. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.